With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Fire managers say a burnout set by firefighters is most likely what led to the loss of 2 homes and 8 outbuildings in the Lolo Peak fire. Fire Information Officer Mike Cole says the loss of the homes near the town of Lolo last week is unfortunate. However, he says more homes could have been lost if crews hadn't set the fire to reduce fuel as strong winds pushed the flames. Crews plan to take advantage of less severe weather today and tomorrow to strengthen fire lines. Last week's dry cold front stirred up many of western Montana's fires, including the Sapphire Complex east of Missoula. The 38,000-acre complex is made up of 3 fires, the biggest of which is called the Little Hogback. Incident spokeswoman Jill Cobb says it made a significant run to the east last week.
And that really gave us quite a fright because it moved a mile and a half, almost 2 miles, in no time at all. It's kind of like a football game. There's times when you take a defensive posture and times when you take an aggressive posture, and so we were definitely on the defensive.
Cobb said the fire team held its ground and is now working to fortify existing lines. Firefighters, meanwhile, continue to keep an almost 16,000-acre fire in check that's burning near Sealy Lake. The Rice Ridge fire pushed east, but away from town last week. Fire spokeswoman Kristen Miller.
Our biggest priority and our biggest concern is still that southeast portion of the fire and protecting the community of Sealy Lake.
Crews continue fuel reduction operations north and east of the Double Arrow Ranch. A community meeting will be held this evening at 6 o'clock at Sealy Lake Elementary School. Firefighters around western Montana are bracing for another round of warm, windy conditions expected by Wednesday. Thunderstorms are also possible. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.